Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
.747 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Finding the right workers who have the skills. We'll talk about that with editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with a local business update. But now, Steve and Ted in the morning, it's time for three big things. In a rare visit to his reclusive neighbor, China's president and Kim Jong-un in North Korea, expected to discuss stalled nuclear negotiations with the United States. Iran is claiming responsibility for shooting down a U.S. Navy drone. Iran says this was over Iranian airspace, but the U.S. says it was over international airspace. The 30th annual Wichita Open Golf Tournament is underway today at Crestview Country Club. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We have a traffic slowdown. We're seeing this right now on K96 eastbound, and that's just east of I-135. From there over to Hillside, traffic pretty heavy out there right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast here on a Thursday, the final full day of spring. Sunny and breezy today with a high of 91 degrees here on this warm and humid Thursday. Overnight low down to 72 under a partly cloudy sky. And then tomorrow on Friday, it'll be hot and windy and with a high of 95 degrees on a partly cloudy day tomorrow. Currently in Wichita, we're under a sunny sky. We have a breeze out of the south-southeast. It is 67 degrees. KNSS Weather is brought to you by The Monarch. It is the perfect place for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. What a great place to hang out. The Monarch in Delano. 749 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Well, it's happened again, this time to a city in Florida. Riviera Beach is the latest company or jurisdiction to fork over money to hackers.
Ah.
Trying to regain control of a hijacked computer system.
Aw.
The city of Riviera Beach has agreed to pay $600,000 in ransom to the hackers. City Council voting unanimously this week to give in to the hackers, believing they have no choice if they want to regain access to their records, which the hackers encrypted. This is a suburb of Palm Beach, Florida. They had already voted to spend nearly $1 million on new computers and hardware after the hackers captured the city's system 3 weeks ago. The hackers apparently got into the system when an employee clicked on an email link.
That's all it takes.
That let them upload malware.
Mm-hmm. That's a ransomware attack.
Man.
They're better off not paying. I guess if they voted to, they're going to, but hackers, you really think they're going to let you just unlock your computers and get away with it?
Apparently, this has already cost this city $1.6 million.
Yeah. You're better off just cutting your losses.
Mm.
That's for anybody out there who might accidentally fall victim to one of these ransomware things. Do not pay. Do not give them money.
Oh, boy. Hey, do you want tickets for the Olympics in Tokyo next year? Good luck. Millions of people were disappointed yesterday when applicants in a ticket lottery, this was for Japan residents only, they began learning that if they landed tickets, the answer is going to be, for the most part, no.
Yeah.
Same is true for those of us that are outside of Japan. Now, this was not the case the last several Olympics. 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio, tickets were given away. Volunteers often summoned to fill those empty seats for the TV cameras. One ticketing expert says this is probably going to be the most popular Olympics and possibly one of the most popular events of all time.
Wow.
Yeah, that's coming from the chief operating officer of a Los Angeles-based firm, Ticket Manager, which manages big event tickets for corporate clients. And he's predicting that up to 90% in the Japanese lottery could come away empty-handed. So,
wow.
Yeah. And that's just Japan-only residents, much less anyone else in the world. The Tokyo Olympics, that'll be coming up next year. 2020, what a year that's going to be next year. Presidential election year, Summer Olympics. Tokyo. Yeah, it's going to be nutty. It's already nutty, I know. It's nutty every day in this world we live in, but 2020 will be a mega.
A lot of stuff happening.
Mega nutty. It is 7:52 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Hey, you got those jobs, you got to find the right workers, you got to find the workers that have the skills that you need. Let's find out more on that from editor Bill Roy, a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Mr. Roy.
Hello, Ted. Yeah, WSU Tech President Sherry Utash says the National Workforce Board she serves on has a laser focus on closing the skills gap. Utash is a member of the Trump administration's American Workforce Policy Advisory Board. 7.5 million jobs are going unfilled because potential workers lack necessary skills. The board has about a year to complete its work. Sedgwick County's new deputy fire chief will be taking a look at City County Fire Service consolidation. Brad Crisp is with the Wichita Fire Department for 30 years. He's been directed in his job at the county to study the feasibility of merging fire department operations. The review will include Wichita Fire Chief Tammy Snow and County Fire Chief Doug Williams. And the Federal Reserve announced it is holding interest rates steady, but the board indicated there could be rate cuts in the future. They cite rising uncertainties about the outlook on the economy. The Fed board said it would act as appropriate to sustain the expansion, and it'll be monitoring conditions that might change the outlook on the U.S. economy. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Oh, Bill Roy, it's the old, you had to dust off the old story about possible consolidation of city and county fire departments.
That's right. Seems We've been talking about this for quite a long time.
Seems like every year, about every 2 or 3 years, all of a sudden this comes up and there's a lot of to do and people talk about it and then it never happens.
Right. For one reason or another, either the numbers come back and it doesn't save us any money, or feelings get hurt and, you know, we'll be in charge of this and you're in charge of that. And
So when I see
we'll
things
see
like that, I always just say, well, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. We've been through this before, haven't we? It goes all the way back. I got here in 1988.
Yeah.
And they were talking about it at that time, too. Yeah. Of course, you know, the unified government up in Wyandotte County, they merged everything. But, we'll see where this goes.
Today is National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
Ooh.
I like a good shake.
You bet.
And the first thing I did when I went to the interwebs and typed that in, up comes a recipe for the vanilla milkshake courtesy of Paula Deen.
Oh,
and it contains a stick
decadent.
Of butter.
Oh.
No, I'm lying. I'm kidding. That's not true.
Oh, I was going to say. A stick of butter for everything.
Well, she does. She puts that in everything.
I know it.
She's only got 4 ingredients. Quality
butter.
Vanilla ice cream. It says quality here.
Yeah.
Vanilla extract, several tablespoons of sugar, and milk. Boom. There's your milkshake.
Wow.
There Pretty simple.
Go.
Yeah. And I guarantee you that will taste absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, you bet.
Especially
you
on
bet.
A day like this. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, we'll let you go and dream about a milkshake for an hour.
I'm doing that right now, as a matter of fact.
We'll get you back for some more excellence in broadcasting an hour from now. How about that?
We'll see you then.
That's Editor Bill Roy with a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. We'll chat again with Bill 1 hour from now. Got a big 8 o'clock hour on the way right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We'll talk with Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso about General Motors and another possible recall. We'll have entertainment news in The Blur at 8:35 this morning, Jad.
That's right. The Blur got some big birthdays
Blur. Oh, yeah. This is a lot of good birthdays today.
Yep. Good stuff.
And, of course, in sports, we'll talk about the big men's golf tournament, the Wichita Open, that is underway today. We've got a huge 7 o'clock hour on the way. So you don't go away. Stay right here. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.